God designed the communion to bring healing to your body. That is why I want to send you this easy-to-read resource completely free. We have received many praise reports from believers around the world who have experienced the healing power of the communion. I really want that for you too. Make sure you request this resource today.
Call or click right now to receive your free copy of Joseph Prince's Eating Your Way to Wholeness, a practical guide to the Holy Communion.
The spirit of faith is you believe, you speak. Jesus said, as you have believed, so be it done to you. I believe good things are in store for you this coming year. I believe you are run smack dab into the middle of favor. Amen. I believe surely goodness and mercy will hunt you down all the rest of your life. I don't care where you've been, it's not where you're going. You're going to favor. You're going to higher ground. Amen. You're going to promotion in the things of God. Hallelujah! I must proclaim, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. So once you confess that, you are the righteous by faith. Can I have a good amen?
Have faith to move mountains in your life by simply speaking. In today's message, find out how to use the power of your words to see God's provision and blessings manifest in your life. Start speaking out the promises of God in faith and win every battle you face. Imagine having the power to transform your life by what you say. Sounds too good to be true? Well, as believers in Christ, you hold this very power. In his book, Speak Out God's Promises Over Your Life, Joseph Prince shares how you can take greater control of your words, your thoughts, and your life. Get your copy today for a gift of any amount to the ministry. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to get yours now. And now, here is Pastor Joseph Prince with today's program.
There is no sin that God cannot forgive. There is no pain that God cannot touch. No disease that he cannot heal. Amen. He's above it all. Where sin increases, grace superabounds. In a world where people are so conscious of sin, shortcomings, failures, defeat, it's hard to believe that where sin increases, especially when it's increasing, grace is superabounding. But we have to believe it. Amen. Paul preached so strong that where sin increased, grace superabounds, that he was misunderstood and his words were misconstrued as saying, let us purposely sin that grace may abound. But Paul didn't say that. But Paul did say, where sin increased, grace superabounds. In Greek, hyper parousio, literally hyper, hyper, grace superabounds. Amen. All the people said, amen. So let's be conscious of God's grace, not of sin. Amen. Let's be conscious of God's life and healing and health, not sickness and disease. Amen. The world will constantly, perpetually make you conscious of these things. But really, God's blessings are not these things. But Pastor, how do I experience them? How do I get them? Well, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 tells us, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ? This is the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. The gospel is the power. The power of God is in the gospel. When you preach the gospel, the power of God is released. It is the power of God unto salvation. And the word salvation here is soteria, which is not just safe from hell, safe from spiritual death, safe also includes the word salvation includes healing, wholeness, preservation, protection, and prosperity. Literally, those are the words you'll find if you search this word in the original language, all right, you'll find that all these are encompassed in this one word, salvation. Amen? In Hebrew, it is Yeshua. Amen, which is salvation, healing, prosperity, deliverance, preservation. Wholeness. Hallelujah. So the power of God to your preservation, the power of God to your healing, the power of God to your emotional wholeness from depression, from oppression, the power of God to your wonderful relationships. Amen. God can save your relationships. How many can say amen? God can save your marriage. I say God can save your marriage. Don't just limit God's saving to one area. In fact, the woman, the issue of blood, when she touched the hem of his garment, Jesus turned around and says, your faith has healed you. The word healed there is from soteria, sozo, which is the verb of soteria. So this word here, the power of God to your salvation, is a mouthful. For everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, in this gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. Unfortunately, when you hear the gospel being preached sometimes today, you hear the sins of men being revealed. There's no doubt. People know they have sinned. That's why they shun God. They don't want to talk about it, and they don't want to talk about God, because it brings out the reality of sin. People don't have to be reminded that there's sin in their lives. But the gospel is not a revelation of sin. The gospel is a revelation of the righteousness of God by faith, and it's revealed to faith. Can I have a good amen? As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, many a times, when you read this verse, the just shall live by faith, you start thinking to yourself, oh, I think I know what it means. That means all believers, they live by faith. That's what I used to think. But actually, what it's saying here, the subject is righteousness. Faith righteousness. Say faith righteousness. Faith righteousness is the key to every blessing of God, because it is the foundation by which God is able to bless you. You know, God has to be righteous in receiving the sinner and making the sinner righteous. And the Bible says God is just and the justifier of him who believes in Jesus. So God is just means God is righteous. What gives God the righteous foundation? The cross. The cross of Jesus Christ gives God the righteous foundation to bless you even though you are still ungodly. It is as ungodly when we first believe on Christ. The faith that pleases God is the faith, the Bible says, that believes God, that justifies while you are still ungodly. Amen. Now, once you are saved, of course, now you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Don't be sin conscious. And this verse is saying, literally, the righteous by faith will live. Not the righteous will live by faith. The righteous by faith will live. Now, some translations bring that out nicely, like Young's literal translation bring that out. New English translation says it, the righteous by faith will live. Now, that's different from the righteous will live by faith, right? The righteous by faith will live. If you believe you are righteous by faith, you will live. Amen. Now, why do we need to be righteous by faith? Because every day we are still conscious of the presence of sin in our thoughts, in our flesh, in our feelings, in our emotions, in our sensing. Right? Am I right? Any of you, since you were saved, you don't feel any sin at all? No, we still have it. But then in the midst of it, God is saying, I see you righteous. You have put your trust in my son's blood. Amen. That has cleansed you from all sins. My son became your sin at the cross that you might become my righteousness in him. Amen. Now you have to declare yourself righteous. So in the midst of sin, I must proclaim, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. So once you confess that, you are the righteous by faith. And the righteous by faith will not die. The righteous by faith will live. Amen. And not just live in this life, but have the highest form of life, like the word live means in the Greek. Praise God. Now, as we look at this, behooves us then to know that death is so rampant, sin is so widespread, that it's hard for us to be conscious of grace and life. But Romans 5:17, one of my favorite verses, says, if by the offense of one man, by one man's offense, who is that one man? Adam. By his offense, death reigned through that one man, Adam. Think about it. God never meant for man to die. It's never God's plan for man to grow old, become decrepit, even have wrinkles, and then die. It was not part of his love plan. God meant for man to live forever. Forever young, forever beautiful, unwithered, amen, enjoying his blessings, enjoying his goodness. God made man last so that he can enjoy everything that he has created. Man was created to receive all of God's love and goodness. Amen. But man committed high treason, sin against God. As a result, death came in. So when Jesus died, he has to deal with two things. Not just with sin. Of course, he dealt with more things, even against the devil. All right, he dealt with the devil, put the devil to naught. But basically, in essence, he dealt with sin and he dealt with death. These two things. Amen. So death and sin is behind Jesus now. He's in the resurrected form. Can I have a good amen? And here it says, by one man's offense, death reigned. Now, have you noticed that death doesn't just come into someone's life? All over the world, you see death reigning. You don't believe in God, you don't believe in sin, one day death will still reign over you. Doesn't matter what you believe, doesn't matter what you say, it's not your words. Death will still reign. Everyone is subject to death. Now, I speak that generally. For the believer, we are no more subject to death. Death and sin is behind us. Today, if there's a lack of blessing in a believer's life, it is because of unbelief. There's an area of unbelief. Now, under the law, it is true, when there's sin in your life or there is a curse that come in, you need to find out, where did I break the law? Okay? But under the new covenant, if there is a lack of blessing, usually there's an area of unbelief in your life. So it doesn't really matter that you say, I'm devoted to God. In fact, yesterday I surrendered myself to God again. I've been surrendering myself to God. I consecrate myself to God. It's not a lack of devotion. It's not a lack of holiness. It's not a lack of consecration. It's a lack of faith. It's unbelief. There's an area where you have opened yourself to unbelief. Are you listening, people? And the Bible says, number one key for faith, number one use of faith in the believer's life is faith for righteousness. To believe that you are righteous. Because every day there are seeming evidence that seems to tell you are not righteous. Your feelings tell you you're not righteous. Your thoughts tell you you're not righteous. In the midst of it, God says, confess, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you listening? Now, faith is not pretending that something is not there. But if I keep on saying it is there, it will be there. No. Faith deals with the unseen. It deals with the unfelt. But doesn't mean it's not real. Just because something is unseen doesn't mean it's not real. Are you listening? You can't see atoms. But atoms are the building blocks of creation. Amen. Of matter. You can't see angels, but they are eternal. They outlive any man. Right? Any man's body, that is. You know, you cannot feel the presence of these angels, but they are around. But you can feel your chair that you're sitting down on. But you know, whatever you can feel, you can touch, is temporal, subject to decay. Do you realize that? And yet we call these things more real than the things of God. But for God, the realm of faith is the real realm, is the realer, is the true reality as God perceives it. Can I have a good amen? Let's go back to this again. So when we receive abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness, we will reign in life, right? Don't you want to reign in life? So what do you think the devil would do? If he knows that the only two things that will cause a believer to reign in life, that means death cannot reign when you reign. When you reign, other forces in your life cannot reign, right? What will cause you to reign? Abundance of grace. He will make sure there's a lack of grace being preached. If anyone preaches an abundance of grace, all right, he will try to discredit that person's preaching. Amen. So the devil will attack abundance of grace. Why? It will cause you to reign. The next thing he will attack is the gift of righteousness. He will tell you, yeah, do your best to be righteous. All right? By all means, be righteous. Okay? But do your best. Don't even slip on anything. Be righteous. Do your best to keep the Ten Commandments. Do your best to be good. How many understand? All this is not the gospel. It is not try to be righteous. It is not the reward of your labor. It is the gift of righteousness to be received. It must be abundance of grace being taught for people to receive the abundance of grace and then the gift of righteousness. You will reign. You will reign in life. So how do I receive this? It all comes by faith. Amen. How do you receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness? By faith. Amen. Faith is the hand that takes from the invisible realm. Again, please don't think of this. Invisible means real. Invisible, not real. All right? As a child of God, you should think the opposite from the world. Think like God, who is himself a spirit, long before there was matter, there is God, who is a spirit. Amen. So which is more real? Huh? God, right? Start thinking. Amen. The invisible is real. The visible is temporal. Now, we're not Christian Science that say the visible is not real and all that. No, it is there. It is real. All right? But it will not outlast the invisible, which is reality. Now, watch this now. We receive by faith. We need to have the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we have the same spirit of faith. Say it. Same spirit of faith. One more time. Once again. All right, what is the spirit of faith? What is the spirit of faith, number one? And what is the same spirit? So Paul here by the spirit was quoting David. David in the Psalms had the same spirit of faith that Paul says, we have the same spirit of faith like David. Amen? In fact, David was the shepherd boy that knocked down Goliath. And Goliath, when before he was knocked down, he seemed big, which he was big. He seemed very tall, and he was tall. He seemed very strong, and he was strong. And to all the feelings that David had in the natural, he was overwhelming. Amen. But David didn't go by what he saw. He didn't go by his feelings. He went by faith. Even before the giant fell, he had a spirit of faith. And this is what he said. This giant today, he told the giant, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. When did he say it? After the giant fell or before? Before. Now, Paul says, we have the same spirit of faith. I believe. How does the spirit of faith operate? I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. Church, look up here. It's very simple. The spirit of faith is like this. I believe, and therefore I speak. Amen? I believe, and therefore I speak. We are made in God's image. That's how God is. God, when God saw darkness in Genesis 1, all right, what did God say? Light be. God didn't say what he saw. He said what he wanted to see. There's a secret in your life. You want good things to happen in your life. You want the blessings of God to manifest in your life. You got to believe it first. And then how do you release it? You speak. The spirit of faith has these two components. Believe, and then you speak. I tell you what people do many times. Oh, we're going for a holiday. I know we just want to have, I just know what's going to happen. One of the kids will fall sick. Always like that one. You know? Or something good happens and you say, I don't know, I can't, it's too good to be true. Something will happen that will cause me not to be chosen for promotion, or whatever it is. There's always something bad you want to say. You know why? Because you believe it in your heart. You believe it in your heart, and then guess what? You speak it out. So you believe, then you speak, and then you see. And because of what you see, now you believe more, and then you speak because of what you believed. And then because you speak it, you see it. Imagine if God saw darkness, which he did in the beginning, and God says, wow, so dark. No, God calls those things that are not as though they are. And that's one thing about God that we all need to follow after. All right? God doesn't speak what he sees. He speaks what he wants to see. Amen. He calls out from the invisible realm. It's already there in the invisible realm, but he calls it forth into the visible. He calls it forth from the intangible. The spirit of faith is you believe, you speak. Jesus said, as you have believed, so be it done to you. I believe good things are in store for you this coming year. I believe you are run smack dab into the middle of favor. Amen. I believe surely goodness and mercy will hunt you down all the rest of your life. I don't care where you've been. It's not where you're going. You're going to favor. You're going to higher ground. Amen. You're going to promotion in the things of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe it. Let me give you one example of your Papa Abraham. All of us are the seed of Abraham, right? Abraham learned from God, God's nature. In Romans 4, it says, Abraham, God made him a father of many nations, a God who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they are. So God calls those things that are not, not visible, not felt, not tangible to the human senses. but they are real nonetheless, eternally real. God calls those things that are not visible as though they are. So God calls you as if it already is. So Abraham, at nearly 100 years old, did not even have one son with his wife Sarah. Sarah is now 90 years old. Amen. She's barren. Actually, when Sarah was younger, even during those childbearing years, when she was in her 20s and all that, she was still not able to conceive. Now she's 90. Doubly barren, right? She has undergone menopause. So Abraham and his wife Sarah, they are both barren. They are both old in the natural. We're not denying that. Amen. It is real in the natural, which is temporal. And God calls those things that are not. They are young. They are fruitful. Amen. They are blessed. They are father of and mother of many nations. And this is what God said, who against hope. In fact, God says to Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. And you know what God did? God changed his name. His name was Abram, in Hebrew, Abram, which is a high father or exalted father. God inserted his name, Hey, Yud Hey Vav Hey. His Hey, he breathed Hey into his name. And Abram became Abraham. Abraham means father of multitudes, father of many nations. Now, God made him call himself father of many nations. Now, for us, we must see the relevance of this until we realize that to call someone's name father of many when they don't even have one son by his wife Sarah, I mean, that really is calling those things that are not as though they are. Many Christians are afraid of doing this because they say that they'll be lying. No, you're not lying if you are calling those things that God said is a reality in your life. How can you lie when you speak what God speaks? God sees farther than anyone can see. God sees more, longer, if you want to say it that way, than anyone can ever. God sees the eternal now, and God sees him already a man who is a father of many nations when he didn't even have one son by Sarah. So God changed the way he spoke. And his daily speech, God says, from now on, don't call yourself Abram, call yourself Abraham, which means father of many. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, through faith, Sarah received strength to conceive seed. And not only that, the bonus was that her whole body became young again. And she literally became young because the Bible tells us a king wanted her for his harem. And those kings are heathen kings, you know. They are not discerning her spiritual beauty. I know she looks like a prune outside. But I discern her inner beauty. Yes, I want her inner beauty in my harem. No, no, no. These kings are going by their eyeballs. They look at her and they saw a beautiful woman. At 90 years old, faith changed her entire appearance, literally her body. Amen? Brought her back to the days of her youth again. Hallelujah. And there's a promise that says, God will renew your youth. Amen? Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and God will return you to the days of your youth. I pray this be true for you in Jesus' name. So, against hope, it was hopeless, but he believed in hope. Amen? That he might become the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your seed be. Now, you think that all this about healing? It's not. It's actually faith righteousness. Let's go on. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Huh? Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. So he didn't say, Sarah's womb is not old. He didn't say that my body is not 100 years old. No. He realized her womb is dead. My body is old. But he considered not these things. Are you listening? He considered what? God's word. So shall your seed be. Amen. So today also, for us, we must confess we are the righteousness of God in Christ while the symptoms of sin is still present in our minds and in our bodies. So that is righteousness by faith. Are you with me so far? All right. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, God was able also to perform. and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Notice it's all about faith righteousness. We gotta live by faith. And God says you are righteous in his eyes. Do you receive that? Amen. Give Jesus the praise. Hallelujah.
Pastor Joseph Prince will return in a moment with a special prayer to close today's program right after this. In Joseph Prince's book, Speak Out God's Promises Over Your Life, find powerful prayers for a wide range of topics such as protection, healing, provision, relationships, and more. Each prayer is crafted to help you align your words with God's promises, unleashing his supernatural power in your life. It's time to release God's power into your life and start speaking life into every situation you face. Receive your copy when you make a gift of any amount to the ministry in support of our broadcast and outreach initiatives. For a gift of $75 or more, we will also send you The Power of Your Words 2-Sermon CD Series, as well as a set of 30 Scripture Declaration Cards to help you boldly own God's Word for yourself. Call or text the number on your screen or visit our website to request yours today. And now, a closing word from Pastor Joseph Prince.
Lift your hands all across this place. This coming week, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know what I'm saying because I have the authority of God's word, that God's goodness will pursue you down. His favor will surround you. Amen. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all the way throughout this week, be expecting to see and meet God's favor. Believe it and say it. Amen. In Jesus' name. And the Lord make his face to shine on you, be favorable to you. Lift up his countenance and grant to you and your loved ones shalom, well-being, health, and peace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Love you all. Thank you.
Thank you for watching today's program. If you are new to the Gospel of Grace, Pastor Joseph Prince would like to send you a copy of his book, Destined to Reign, to help you get started. It's yours absolutely free just by contacting us today. Offer is available to U.S. residents while stocks last. Just pay shipping and handling.
Have a prayer need? Try our special digital prayer experience today. You can access it anytime, anywhere, from your computer or mobile phone. Many across America have shared how blessed they have been by this prayer experience. We're also giving away free digital resources to encourage you in your time of need. Let us stand in faith with you. Visit josephprince.org/prayer today.
Thank you for being with us today. Join Pastor Joseph Prince next time for a fresh word from the Lord. Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.